We got a hot mic. Hot mic.
Ooh, ooh.
Hot mic here.
What's up, hot mic?
Get to the chopper!
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
I'm gonna take you to the bank. To the blood bank.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And hear the lamentation of your women.
Groovy.
Hello and welcome to Good for an Action Movie. I'm Max Steele.
And I'm Will Thornton.
And today we watched Galaxy Quest. This is a movie made in 1999. It is an action-adventure comedy movie. So what are we going to get into right at the beginning?
Let's see. Oh, you know what? We should probably address before we get into the movie our just stunning absence from the podcast streams over the past 2 months.
Oh, the huge hiatus that we just had.
Max and I have been very busy with schoolwork and a lot of other stuff, and we just haven't had time to record, but we're going to record a couple episodes today and try to keep you guys entertained throughout December, since I know there are literally millions of fans just patiently awaiting the release for our next episode.
And so, we thank you so much for patiently awaiting any episode that we want to release.
Well, if you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, it's directed by Dean Parasot, I think is how you pronounce his name. It's from 1999. It's a fun movie. It's sort of a bit of a spoof, a bit of a it's an action comedy.
Yeah, it's it kind of feels along the veins of movies like The Three Amigos or like Tropic Thunder, where actors are put in the situation of their like actual roles.
Absolutely.
Comedic situations ensue. So the movie starts out with an episode of a TV show called Galaxy Quest, which is very similar to Star Trek,
sure.
Would you say? Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of I think it's very intentionally meant to remind you of Star Trek. And we get a glimpse of this television show. It stars Tim Allen as sort of a Captain Kirk figure. You've got Sigourney Weaver. You've got Alan Rickman in headgear with some purple fins on his head.
It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wears that the whole movie. And additionally, you've got Monk in there.
We don't know his name.
No one knows his real name. And you've got, that guy's name is, looking it up, Daryl Mitchell.
Sam Rockwell's in it. Yeah. I didn't know he was in movies before 2000.
Yeah, he's in Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen Green Mile.
Yeah, he's a big role in The Green Mile.
Oh, cool. I like him in more recent movies.
Yeah, so Max and I are recording on one microphone today, yeah. So we're very, very close to one another. Just like our spiritual lives.
Closer than usual. So it begins with this clip of the TV show Galaxy Quest, which, like we said, is a Star Trek kind of knockoff. It's intentionally...
Did you say Star Chark?
Star Chark, Dark Garf. Star Trek knockoff. And it's revealed to be playing at a convention that's kind of being hosted by Sam Rockwell's character, whose name is Guy something.
Yeah, Guy. He was in like one episode and is just like was an extra who died in the beginning, but he's hosting this convention. And we meet the cast of this show, which has been off the air for a while, but it's basically all they ever did that people like. So they're just sort of older and bitter and... They still go to all these conventions, and like there's a scene later on where they're like opening up a car dealership, and it's very sad because it's like the only way they get recognized anymore by all these hardcore, not really Trekkies, but that's what they're supposed to remind you of. But then the movie takes, so we meet these characters. We meet Tim Allen, who is the lead. I believe his character's name is
Jason Nesmith.
That's his actor, Captain Taggart. Yeah. So he's, like I said, a Captain Kirk figure, but in reality, the actor is always kind of thought of himself as the only true star of the show and is very cocky and has a big ego.
Yeah, he's very full of himself and still very full of himself and plays to the audience a lot, basically, because he has just a huge, huge ego.
Yeah.
And eventually, during one of the conventions, he is approached by Malthazar.
I think it's Malthazar.
Malthazar?
Just math.
Malthazar?
We can scroll down on the IMDb page.
Malthazar.
Malthazar.
Malthazar. So, Malthazar of the planet Thalmor? Talmor?
Voltan?
I don't Voltan. Know. It's the Talmor. I think the aliens are called Talmors.
You paid a lot more attention to his backstory than I did.
Well, he proclaims that he is the leader of the Talmors and that they need Captain Taggart to help them with a problem with an evil man named Saris. And Tim Allen thinks it's a gig, so he kind of plays along with it. And eventually, they take him into actual space.
Yeah, it turns out they are actual aliens. Yeah,
which is kind of cool. And then Tim Allen realizes that it's the real deal and brings the rest of his crew on board to basically relive the Galaxy Quest, but in reality.
Yeah, so you got these alien characters, Mathazar and his friends, who include people played by Rainn Wilson and Ted from Scrubs was in a couple shots there. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, he was.
He didn't. I don't even know if he had any lines, but he was in there a little bit. And so they received transmissions of the Galaxy Quest TV show on their like home planet and thought it was real. So they assumed that Tim Allen's character was this actual space captain, and they are requesting his help. And they have built the ship from Galaxy Quest, the TV show, and it like everything actually works. So the sort of fun thing that this movie does is our gang of five, or actually six, I guess, because you got Sam Rockwell in there. Six actors from Earth actually kind of know how to pilot this ship because everything in there is based off what they did in the television show. So it's this like really old, dumb looking computers, things that say like engine on and things like that. But they all know how to do it, at least to a certain extent. They sort of learn throughout the movie.
Yeah, and the other really cool detail with the Mathazar's aliens is that he explains that their civilization basically collapsed and that they needed something to look to as like an example of a model civilization. So they used these historical documents, as they call them, which is right. Just the episodes from the TV show, to essentially rebuild their entire civilization. So they base all of their principles and like all their interactions on how the Galaxy Quest TV show was, and so as a result they're very like very very well not socially awkward but like so nice to each other, always very loyal, just like always venerating values from TV but in real life. And it's really really funny as they interact with actual humans.
Yeah, and the whatever these aliens are called, I can't remember, but they are like they have on these like projector or like holograms sort of, so they look basically human, but occasionally they will either forget to turn them on or they will be like zapped, and so they will reveal their true form, which is these giant like gross CGI octopus creatures. So that's pretty funny. So yeah, we get some adventures here. We can talk a little bit more about the action later, but essentially the aliens are trying to defeat this evil guy, Saris, which is this, he kind of looks like Predator, kind of, but yeah, like green.
Predator and Hopper from,
sure.
from Bug's Life.
From Bug's Life, yeah. Yeah, he's sort of just your generic villain. And there's this like strange device that there is sort of a MacGuffin throughout the movie,
yeah,
called
the Omega 13.
Omega 13, which no one really knows what it does. And we go down to a couple different planets. We meet these little green Martian-looking dudes, which are probably the worst effect in the movie. We just sort of bounce around space for a while. And then eventually, man, I'm trying to remember. Say, I fell asleep in the middle of this movie and then watched it the next day. So I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, they bounce around the galaxy for a little bit.
It's a real Galaxy Quest.
It kind of follows a predictable plot, like eventually all wrongs are righted. And
I wish at the end of this movie that Alan Rickman had looked at the camera and said, well, that's been a real Galaxy Quest. I think all movies should end with the one character looking at the camera and saying the title of the movie before they roll the credits.
Apparently doing a Sean Connery impression too.
No, that was an Alan Rickman. Oh. Wow, these sure have been some Star Wars.
All right, so let's, with that wonderful transition, let's get into like what we actually think about this movie. So I suggested to watch this movie. I'd always wanted to watch it.
Had you not seen this before?
I've never seen it before.
Okay.
And I really liked it. I think that it's a really fun movie and also a really clever movie. I think that every single character, and there's six of them, kind of has their own unique thing. Like Tim Allen plays the full of himself actor who is in kind of a really cool way. Like usually in the movies where There is an actor who is forced to do the thing from his TV show. He's reluctant to do it, but Tim Allen wants to do it so bad because he misses being Captain Taggart on the TV show, which is a really interesting kind of plot device. And then there's also Sigourney Weaver, who plays the female heroine, essentially, who's basically tired of being like the female background character.
Sure.
In like a Star Trek type of show.
There's a very funny joke, which is maybe my favorite joke in the movie, where she talks about how in the show all she ever did was repeat what the computer says.
Oh my god, it's
and
so
then
funny.
Once they get on the actual ship, she starts just repeating what the computer says. Oh my god, I actually do just repeat what the computer says.
Eventually she says, it's my only job. But, you know, throughout the course of the movie, she proves that she's more than just repeating the computer, which is really cool to see. And then there's Alan Rickman, who is basically a thespian, is really fed up.
He played Richard III. That was me doing Alan Rickman again.
Yeah, he's just really fed up that he is only recognized as this really weird character, Dr. Lazarus, on the Galaxy Quest TV show, when he has done so much theater and he wants to do real acting and just real theater. And then there's also Monk that we can't remember his name.
It's Tony Shalhoub is his
Tony
name.
Tony Shalhoub. He's got an interesting character, too. I don't know what his, like, character arc is. He's, like, I don't know. He's like,
super awkward. Okay, I have seen parts of this movie. I'd, like, watched maybe, like, a 45-minute chunk of it, like, from, like, maybe 10 minutes in to, like, about an hour in. But I didn't end up finishing it. And then I watched the whole thing before this. But I thought, like, I'm watching this whole movie and I'm like, God, this guy is so weird. I'm like, he's got to be an alien. I bet he's an alien and that's going to be the big twist at the end. And then it, spoilers, yeah, if you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, which is a 18-year-old movie, don't listen. But it is revealed at the end, like, he comes in, like, after they think they've saved the day, and then he pulls a gun, and it ends up, blah, blah, blah. He's like, but then that was just, like, a one-time thing. Like, he hasn't been an alien the whole time. It was just, he was briefly, like, they put on, like, a hologram of him. So I'm like, well, I guess he really was just super awkward.
He's super weird. I think he's not in a lot of the movie, but I think a lot of it is he's just, like, unbelievably skeptical.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they're just flying in the ship and he is eating like one of those snack packs that are like the pretzel sticks with the cheese. And it's really, really funny. And then eventually he kind of like realizes his duties and stuff like that.
And he falls in love.
He falls in love with an alien.
With an octopus. Let me get this straight. He falls in love with a gross octopus character. All right. Let's not try to pretend that this was something that could just happen biologically. All right.
I think it would. And then there's also Sam Rockwell's character, which is...
Sure.
Which he's... the whole movie, he is so... he's basically trying to find his purpose, like, with the crew, because he was crewman number 6 in episode 81.
Yeah.
And died at the beginning of the episode.
Like
so,
a red shirt character from Star Trek, basically.
So he thinks that every single time that there is some sort of danger, that he is just going to die. And so throughout the movie, he's trying to find his thing. And there's some funny bits with that, like, at one point, someone's like, you know, maybe you're like the minor comic relief character. And like, they're really just trying to find his way.
Which is totally what he is in Galaxy Quest, the movie. I thought that was funny. You know, oh, maybe you're just the comic relief, which is, it's like, yeah, he is the comic relief in this movie.
So yeah, I like this movie. I think it's clever. I think there are a lot of good things going with it. I just had a big smile on my face the entire time I watched it. It's not laugh out loud funny throughout a lot of the time. And it is a comedy. We should be upfront about that. It is an action adventure comedy, but it really made me smile the whole time and I really liked it. So, Will, what did you think about Galaxy Quest?
I do like this movie. I enjoy it. I think it's a really fun idea and executed pretty well. I'm probably not as big a fan as you are. In a way, I don't think it's aged super well. One thing I wish that they had done is, I mean, I think they were really going, I'd be interested to see, I'm going to scroll down here on IMDb, I'd be interested to see what the budget of this movie was, because I think they were really going for like a special effects kind of like extravaganza in some points, like a lot of CGI, which of course in 1999 was, you know, relatively new. Budget was $45 million. So
that's not too much.
That's not too much. Yeah. I mean, but I kind of wish that they had played up the sort of campiness of like a Star Trek, like the original Star Trek. And I'm sorry, a man just walked by the window and he, this is true. We're in a little recording studio and a guy just walked by who had a, who I'm pretty sure was Albus Dumbledore. Okay, let's be honest. That guy had a gigantic white beard. Sorry, I got distracted. Anyway, back to my review of Galaxy Quest. Yeah, I think there's a little too much like just bad 90s CGI in the movie. And at one point they have that like lizard pig monster. And that thing is like a, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I love that
thing. Yeah, that thing is freaking cool because it's a practical effect and it looks like something you'd see in like an old B-movie. And I wish that they had done that with all the characters. Even the villain, Saris, he's like CGI.
He's not CGI.
I think he is in some parts.
I think at some points, but like I think Saris's special effects are the coolest ones because like he is an actual human. You can tell it's an actual person like acting as him.
Yeah.
Underneath like this very, very looks like very, very complicated makeup, and you can essentially not even tell that he is a person, even though like you know that it had to be like a practical effect.
Yeah. I think it was motion capture like Gollum. But, yeah, I think the movie's still really enjoyable. Like, this is not a movie you're going to see, like, good special effects. It's just a fun romp. I just think it would have been a lot funner if they had been like, yeah, we're, like, spoofing 60s-era Star Trek. Well, 80s-era Star Trek, so let's make those effects look like that. I think would have been better. But I still think it's really fun. And, yeah, I like this movie. I would say something that I could not stop thinking about during the whole time, which I'm sure someone on the internet has made this point before, but this movie came out. So let's see. This movie came out in 1999, which is 4 years after Toy Story. And in Toy Story, Tim Allen plays essentially a normal dude. I know he's a toy. A normal dude who thinks he is a space commander. And in this movie, Tim Allen plays a... it's like the exact reverse. People think he's a normal dude and people think he is a space commander. And I was like, wow, I feel like people had to have thought of that.
That's pretty clever. I kept noticing about it too, because things that he says in the movie sound exactly like Buzz.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, this even came out the same year as Toy Story 2, mm-hmm. which is,
out the same day. Didn't they both come out on Christmas?
Let's look up when Toy Story 2 was released. Let's see.
Very similar.
November 24th, very like a close. Month before. Which Toy Story 2 is a better movie. But yeah, I think this movie, it has a really good cast. Alan Rickman is super funny in it. R.I.P. Yeah. And I love the fact that he wears that headgear thing the entire movie. Like, I kept expecting like it to come off at some point. And just at the end, it's like all frayed and his hair is sticking out, but he still keeps it on. Like, it's just become a part of him because he's so identified with it. Like, there's even a scene where he's at home just wearing it and his hair is kind of sticking out a little bit, but he's like putting it on. And, yeah, I like it. I think it's good. It goes by really quickly. There's some really good laughs in it. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the special effects too, because that was actually the point of the movie that I really enjoyed, because I think that it kind of has a feeling it has a feeling of like being an actual Star Trek episode,
right?
Or like an actual like B movie TV episode, and a lot of the cinematography is actually very similar to like something that you'd see on TV, but not in a bad way. Just like the way it's lighted, like there is a point where they're on. Like a kind of a Tatooine-y planet, and it just looks like it's off of like the sci-fi channel. And that's one of the things I liked about it, is that there are these really noticeable actors like Tim Allen, Alan Rickman, Sigourney Weaver, Monk.
Monk, yeah, great actor. Justin Long.
Justin Long is in this movie for like 5 minutes, and it's amazing. But yeah, I really liked just how they kind of really tried to capture the feel of, like, doing a science fiction TV show. And that's why I kind of liked, I thought the CGI, the bad CGI actually kind of fit. I really liked it because it just reminded me of, like, a bad sci-fi channel movie.
Yeah.
So I think it fits in terms of the movie. And then, like, when they do practical effects, it's so cool. Like, I think Saris just looks so awesome, especially when he's, like, fighting people and stuff like that. He just looks so cool. He's got that eye patch that's just a spike.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So, yeah, I liked a lot of the things going for this movie, especially the feeling that it tried to create being like a campy TV show.
Cool. I mean, the last thing we can discuss is as far as action goes, it's not a great like action movie. The action is fun. It's sort of lighthearted. There are some like spaceship fights and stuff like that, and some hand-to-hand combat. It's not bad. It's nothing to watch. Don't watch this movie if you're like want to get your heart pumping. It's a comedy. Think of it as a comedy, and then think of it as like, yeah, a movie that has some action in it. I also want to comment on the poster for this movie. I don't know if this was the original release poster, but I'm looking at it on IMDb right now, and it suffers from what I like to call the Goodfellas syndrome, which is the center of the poster. Let me describe the poster. You can just go on imdb.com and look this up. Go to imdb.com/title/TTO17778/. That's the actual URL. I'm reading it. The poster for this movie, Sigourney Weaver is front and center with Alan Rickman and Tim Allen on the side, which is reminds me of the Goodfellas poster, which has Robert De Niro in the center, yeah. Even though Ray Liotta is the obvious protagonist of that movie. He's in the movie like five times more than Robert De Niro is. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, like Sigourney Weaver is probably the second biggest character, but Tim Allen's like on the side, and it just kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about how, like, on the poster, this annoys me so much, like, when people are, like, obviously in an order on a poster, and then their names above them do not match who they are.
Oh, my gosh, look at that.
Yeah, so, like, in the poster, Tim Allen's name is above Alan Rickman, and then Alan Rickman's name is above Tim Allen. And this happens in a lot of movie posters. I don't know why people don't notice a lot more. I don't know why, like, that doesn't set off.
That's
like
horrible. That's horrible. I can't even. This looks like the poster to the deluxe edition DVD set, maybe. Maybe if we click through. See, here's some original posters.
But still, Tim Allen.
See, this one's better. This is the best poster.
Yeah.
But still, the names are in the wrong order. Yeah, this is unbelievable, Max. I'm going to notice this all the time now.
No, it happens in almost like.
Oh, my
gosh.
Very
frequently in
every single one of these. It keeps showing. Sigourney, I'm clicking through posters on IMDb. It keeps showing Sigourney Weaver, Alan Rickman, and Tim Allen in different orders, and I have yet to find one where their names above them.
There.
No, that's wrong. It says Tim Allen above Sigourney Weaver. Put the names in the same. Here's the German one. What? Oh, these are like concept art. Yeah. Oh man, that's gonna annoy the crap out of me. All right, I give this movie 1 star for
yeah.
crappy poster design.
Yeah, it's crazy. It happens all the time. Jeez. We could talk about Goodfellas for like 2 minutes. I don't know. I just watched Goodfellas like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it can be your recommendation, unless you have another one.
I could recommend it.
Let's move on. Let's take this opportunity and say Galaxy Quest, fun movie, fun movie.
Very, very fun movie. I want to talk about the action too, because I think...
Go ahead.
Will said, there's not a lot of action. A lot of the action is meant to be comedic. Like, when the aliens actually fight, they are so awkward.
Yeah.
They basically just run at these giant lizard grasshopper people. And it's so funny because they're basically just overwhelming them with numbers, which is really fun. And then I think a lot of the cool things about when they're doing like space battles is they do like the Star Trek reaction shot where basically they're just shaking the camera and like the actors are just like diving across the sets and stuff like that, which is super fun and really funny. Cause I just felt like I was watching an episode of a TV show, which is really fun.
Yeah. One last thing before we move on to ratings. Rex, Mathazar, he's so cute.
Oh, Mathazar is adorable.
He has a heartbreaking moment in this movie this movie, the one thing I will say about it is, I think we talked about this before, but I am always annoyed by movies that are built on misunderstandings mm-hmm. or lies, because you know you're going to have the liar revealed moment, which I think that's a Doug Walker
it is
quote, the liar revealed, yeah. But that happens in so many movies where a movie is based on essentially one character being assumed to be something that he or she is not. And then when the other character finds out, this case, it's Tim Allen and Mathazar, it's like, oh, you have to go through this whole thing.
But
this movie does well is that moment is very, very heartbreaking for one thing, because Mathazar is so adorable. And also, It just kind of is like, but you know what? Like, we're not going to have the big, like, hug each other and, like, come to Jesus moment where we both say, like, even though I'm fake, we're going to win this. It's just like, you know what? We're still fighting here, which is good.
Yeah. So, usually, like, the lie reveal, like, in any other movie, it
would like be... Like a Bug's Life or something.
Yeah.
they all leave, and then you have to do 15 minutes before the movie can continue.
Yeah. The lie reveal is, like, in any other movie, it would be, like, Mathazar, and then a bunch of other people are, like, standing, like... Captain Taggart, you have to go out. And then he's like, I can't. And then explains
everything. I'm a fraud.
Yeah, I'm a fraud and everything. But no, it's like, it's actually really heartbreaking because Saris, like, realizes that they are actors and basically forces Captain Taggart to tell Mathazar that he is a fraud, which is really evil.
Yeah, it's really sad.
And then it's like just this one-on-one moment, and basically since like everything that Mathazar knows is based off of the TV show, he has to basically explain to Mathazar what acting is, like he's explaining it to a child, which is like, oh my god, so oh, Mathazar is just like so adorable, and he smiles the entire movie, even when his heart is breaking.
Never stops smiling. Also, the moment in this movie that makes me laugh the most is at the very beginning when we're still talking about this. This is gonna be a long episode. At the very beginning, when Tim Allen first meets the aliens, he like punches like a playful punch. He punches Mathazar in like the chest, and the actor goes, it's just this hilarious noise, and it's just it's so funny. I don't know why, but you have to watch that scene. Google Tim Allen Mathazar chest punch and see what comes up. Let's do ratings and recs.
Yeah, you want to go first?
Sure. Let's say I'll give this movie 3 out of 4 stars. I think there's a lot to like in this movie. I don't think there's really anyone who would watch this and be like, nah, I didn't enjoy that. Like, this is not Citizen Kane. Oh my gosh, Dumbledore just walked by the window again. What the heck is this? He was carrying a ladder. I think he's a construction worker or like a repairman. But, no one's going to watch this movie and be like, that movie changed my life. It was so good. But this is a thoroughly enjoyable movie. 3 stars. Action, whatever, 2 stars. I don't know. It's fine. It's a comedy. I think of this movie as a comedy. So, but it's an action movie on IMDb. So, Max?
Yeah, I got similar ratings. I would give it like 6 out of 10 as an action movie because I did actually enjoy some of like the more action-y parts too. And then 3 out of 4 stars as a movie in general. But I can't stress how fun this movie is and how enjoyable and how just funny bits are. And it's pretty clever, too. So yeah. Let's get on to recommendations.
Sure. I have been super busy, so I haven't watched too many movies. I was trying to think of what to recommend, but I have one that I watched probably a couple weeks ago that I really liked. It is called The Invitation. It's on Netflix. You can put it in your queue right now. The Invitation is a movie, I think it was released in 2015, so it's very new. And I don't want to say too much about it, but it's sort of this really atmospheric, very creepy. It's not really a horror movie. I would describe it more as a thriller, but it's just sort of a slow burn at this seemingly normal. Actually, no, it never seems normal. This very weird dinner party that these two characters are invited to. I really enjoyed it. I think it's a very unique sort of horror movie. If you're looking for something creepy to watch around the holidays, this recommendation is a little outdated because Halloween was like a month ago. But The Invitation, look it up on Netflix. I would highly recommend it. It's different from a lot of movies that I've seen. So give it a watch.
I've heard that's really good.
It's very good.
So my recommendation is a show that I've been watching kind of periodically throughout the fall. I'm not finished yet. I've just started to watch Firefly, which is a very good TV show directed by Joss Whedon. It was his thing right after Buffy, I think, ended, and Buffy's really good. So shout out to that. It's a space western going with a space theme of Galaxy Quest. It's got great dialogue, really cool characters.
Very funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Nathan Fillion, who a lot of people are fans of, is in it. That was like his first big thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a really fun TV show. And then, since we talked about Goodfellas, I'm not recommending Goodfellas. I would recommend it because it's a great movie. But I want to recommend one shot in Goodfellas. It is the shot where where Henry meets Jimmy. So when Ray Liotta meets Robert De Niro in the diner, kind of near the end of the movie. The
slow zoom.
Yeah, it's incredible. I did not even notice that this was a thing, but while they are talking to each other and the camera is just like them in the booths, the camera pulls back but also zooms in.
Dolly zoom.
But you can't tell that it's happening, basically. Unless you look at the background, and the background just slowly gets bigger and wider. And it's honestly one of the most amazing things that I have probably never noticed, even though I've seen that movie like three times before I even noticed it. So go on YouTube, look up that scene, and just like watch the background. I think it's like a supermarket's in the background. You can slowly see it getting bigger. But it's a really, really cool, really, really cool shot, because when you watch it the first time, you can tell that something's like off about it, but you can't really tell what it is.
Is that right after Tommy?
It's not right after Tommy.
I thought that's the scene where they get he goes out to the payphone.
Right, no, it's not there. No, it's not that one. Right, that's another diner scene. It's later in the movie. It's after Henry's actually been caught.
Oh, okay.
And he's like working with a plea deal.
Spoiler alert for Goodfellas.
It came out in 1990, right?
Yeah. It came out. 26-year-old movie.
Yeah, but that one shot is absolutely incredible. Goodfellas is really, really good too. That's fun movie.
Yeah.
That's movies.
An all-timer. Yeah. Cool. So I think that about wraps it up for us this week on Good for an Action Movie. It's good to be back in the podcast studio.
It definitely is. Thank you for watching Galaxy Quest with us.
Sure. And give Galaxy Quest a watch. You can follow us on Twitter at GFAAM. Pod, right? Is that our
GFAM Pod?
Yeah, that's our Twitter handle. We tweet out all the episodes, and make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes.
Give us a rating too. Give us a rating and a rec if you want.
Sure, a rating and a rec, just like we do on the show. And if you want us to watch anything, any action movies, just tweet at us. It's got to be an action movie on IMDb, but you know what? For you, we'll do anything.
Yeah, or you could just text us. Most of the people that listen to this probably have our phone numbers.
That's true. Most of the people that listen to this, I see three times a week.
Yeah, most of the people that listen to this gave birth to me.
Yeah, that's very true. My parents do listen to the show, or at least my dad does, I think.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Mom, please listen. very cool. So we'll see you next week. And speaking of next week, if you want to get your homework done and watch the movie that we're going to watch, we are planning on watching Next, a movie from 2005 starring Nicolas Cage. It's a doozy, everyone. So be sure to check that movie out.
See you then.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
It's over.
Nothing is over.
Nothing is over until